Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alan, New York has a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Wondering, since my roof blew away, what's the progress on the solar-powered roof shingles?
You say your roof blew away. What happened, Al?
Well, it's old. It's old, like 40-year-old asphalt on top of cedar shingles, then a little storm here and there. I got $18 from FEMA.
Okay.
I got $8,000 from the insurance company, which is owned by the bank.
All right. Well, listen, at least you got something towards it. But listen, if you're asking me, are solar shingles to the point now where I would recommend them, my answer would be no. I think there's solar panels that I'm very comfortable with, but solar shingles, I'm concerned about their durability and their longevity. And every time I've evaluated them and seen them at, say, building trade expos and things like that, I found that the warranties on these things don't even come close to the warranty on an average roof. So I'm concerned about how long they're going to last and what it would take to replace them. They're very, very expensive as well. So I'm not a proponent of solar shingles yet, although perhaps that can change in the future. Now, as to your roofing project, you mentioned that you have asphalt shingles on top of cedar shingles. I actually had a very similar roof, because I have a very old house that was built in the 1800s. And just about 2 years ago, we took off that original layer of cedar shingle, which had been covered by asphalt shingles over the years. And it was in amazingly good condition. But we pulled it off and then we resheathed the roof. So this particular type of roofing project is an expensive project, because usually cedar shingles are on top of furring strips. And you have to put plywood down over those furring strips to do it right. Your option is, of course, just to pull off the asphalt shingles and put another layer on top of the cedar, and you'll get more years out of it. But it won't lay, as flat, clean, and nice as it should if it was on proper sheathing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know all that. The local code is you're going to have to go down to the rafters, which means you've got to build up the existing furring strip and the existing, the thicknesses.
Well, what I would do is I would leave the furring strips in place and attach the plywood right to that. That's going to be a little less work. And, with an old house, it doesn't make sense to pull those off. Just leave those and put the plywood right on it. Al, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.